Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Could this really be happening? Crisco, Dez, and Ryan After Hours, the podcast going on the road.
Oh, this is exciting.
I can't believe it. We could be recording this very podcast on the road, coming to a location near you for a live taping of this stupid, stupid podcast.
I don't think that people know how stupid this podcast is that wants us to come.
Wow, I can't believe it. And at a very cool place that I have never been to. I'm really excited about this.
I've been a couple of times, and it is awesome. It's right up your alley, right, guy?
Well, it's still kind of out there, and it's not 100%, but if it happens, it's going to happen quick, and we're going to tell you all about it. So block some time next Friday, Valentine's Day, from like 11 to noon. We'll tell you where when we confirm it, but it's looking like it could happen.
We can all love on each other on Valentine's Day.
Oh, no, that was never part of it.
Also, if you think this podcast is stupid, I hate to tell you, don't listen to other podcasts then.
Oh, really?
There's 700,000 of them on Apple iTunes right now, and they are all terrible.
I don't listen to a podcast. I listen to ours occasionally just to hear how dumb it is.
Let me rephrase that. There are some out there that are very, especially for like ladies, there are the true crimes.
Oh, that's what I had listened to. Yeah. Here and there.
There's one I listen to, which is more about the economics of this of society, which is called Freakonomics.
Oh, yeah.
But when it comes to just straight up entertainment and a nice plethora, a good smorgasbord of what's going on in the world, there's no better place than After Hours.
There you go. Yeah. Well, then we're doing something.
Yeah.
Are we?
Something.
Okay.
We're doing it.
So Dez got the stink eye.
Oh.
Dez?
Oh, like daggers.
For what?
So, you know how I needed to go wash my car.
Oh, it was so bad. People have mistaken it for a gray car. They're like, the lady with the gray car? No, that's a black car covered in filth.
Yeah.
No, I was like, no, I'm looking for my black car. Okay, gray. And who's got the gray? Nobody's going fine. Look, and I'm like, oh, that's my black car.
You had to wash it. I mean, she was licking her thumb, wiping the filth off her backup camera so that she could back up. I said, why not just wash it?
Yeah.
Go wash it.
And later that day, I did. Okay.
Good.
Went and I just wanted to get a layer off because it's been fairly nice. So the big drive-through ones where you get out of your car and then they clean the inside, all that, there's been such long lines. So I just went and got gas, and then I was just going to go through the gas station one. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that's perfect. Great. It's just going to look black. So a lot of other people were doing the same thing. Never been to this particular place, get gas, and it's my husband and I. And we roll into the line and we're like, oh, hey. And I'm like, God, that light. Oh, my God. Gosh, what is she? Oh my God, I was waiting for her to flip us off. She was just really rude. And I'm like, you know what? I get it. You know what? I'm going to give her a pass. We're all frustrated waiting in this line. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. We've got like four cars and it was broken. The guy had to come out every time and like go in and get a new number. It was very frustrating. Oh. So I'm thinking she's taking her frustrations out on us. Mm-hmm. Get through, and I couldn't stop thinking about it. I'm like, man, I mean, seriously, like, I can feel the daggers from behind us right now. Jeez, Taylor. And he's like, oh, who cares? Don't worry about it. I go, wait, hold. Oh, boy. Let's zip around one time. Let's look where we went in. We totally cut her off. We went in where it says exit only.
Oh.
She's sitting. But we were kind of pulling in at the same time. She would have beat us if we went the other way.
Yes.
And we just were like, oh, hey. Taylor, like, waved at her, and we pulled in, and she was like,
Dez.
So you drove in the exit only.
Well, I don't know how it was the exit. It was like an exit if the thing is broken, but whatever. Yeah, we totally cut her off.
You're the worst.
I mean, people really
who cut in line like that, especially at a car wash, are the worst.
I didn't know.
Why is she hating on us? And then be like, you know what? My bad. We're going to undo all of this.
What am I going to get out of the car and go look at a sign in the freezing
maybe.
Cold?
Why is she hating on you?
I didn't know. I thought she was just having a bad day. And I
hate
her
that so much.
In the freezing cold. You make it sound like it was like 48 below yesterday. As you're washing your car in winter.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, Dez. Maybe that lady was destined for a horrific car accident. And since you cut in front of her, she never got into that car accident.
Good one. Or maybe think the opposite way, and you just stalled her long enough to go get into a car accident.
Yeah, and because she's extra angry, she's fired up, and now she gunned it when she normally wouldn't have because she's running late to a doctor's appointment because she's infertile and she's having some lady problems.
It was after 5. No doctors were open.
Going to see a lady in a back alley, and now she got into a car accident.
And you ruined it.
I saved her, actually. I saved her.
Oh, because that's what you do for everyone's life. You walk into it and you save it.
Yeah.
And
you know what? I must have done something wrong the other day on the highway, too, because there was like an old lady who was just not having me. I'm like, what did I do to you, ma'am? Nothing. I'm going the speed limit.
You
getting cut in front of her. What is wrong?
You have no idea. You driving and what it does to people.
Yeah, it angers me.
You literally weave in and out of people.
I don't.
People
I've been trying not to lately.
Well, then
I really
maybe
haven't.
That's not what it is. But if you've driven next to Dez ever, mm-hmm. it's like vroom, 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 yeah. vroom the entire way down the road.
Yeah, you definitely need a driving course, but Woodbury is Algonquin for bitchy white woman.
Algonquin?
So, yeah. Yeah, that's what we speak is bitchy white women speak. We are mad. This actually happened in St. Paul.
Okay.
That's
still,
awkward.
Yeah, still.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that was, never mind.
Apparently, there's a Minnesota brewery in Minneapolis that has one of the best chicken sandwiches in America, according to Food Network. So, guess who's going to a brewery for lunch?
I know, good. Guys. So
what? Where is it?
It's called Northbound Smokehouse and Brew Pub. Rudy, have you been there?
You guys have not been?
No.
Rudy. I've never been to a brewery except with you for events.
No. This place has been open for quite some time now. It's in South Minneapolis, kind of off like 36th Street, kind of 36 and Highway 55. It's right by the Cardinal.
Oh my God, yes. I have been there.
Yeah, it's a little corner place. There's a donut shop across the street. Yeah, no, this has been around for quite some time. In fact, I want to say like a good part of a decade it's been open. So,
well, with a description like this, no wonder they're one of the best 30 sandwiches, chicken sandwiches, in the U.S., according to Food Network. Seasoned panko batter creates a dense, crunchy crust on the deep-fried breast, which gets balanced out with dill pickles, lettuce, tomato, and a sweet and savory roasted garlic mayo on a toasted egg bun.
Oh, shut up.
God, that sounds good.
Awesome place for a first date.
I don't have any.
Do you know from experience?
Yeah, I've been on like 9 first dates at this place.
Did
they
ever go to a second?
One or two, but for the most part. Well, the thing is that the food is absolutely out of this world. Man. It's so good, and there's something for everybody. They have light beers, they got dark beers, they have wines, they got it all.
Ooh,
so
wines.
Here's what I heard recently that really bums me out about this stuff. You know how they say red meat is so bad for you, and you're supposed to limit your portions of red meat? Now they're saying just like meat. Like chicken breast, even chicken or beef. That you're only supposed to have 2 portions per week.
Yeah.
2 portions. Otherwise, you have a higher risk of heart disease and other health problems. I mean, I thought if I'm not having steak, I'm having chicken. So that's a good thing, or turkey. And now they're saying, no, all meats.
It's plant-based. That's why everybody's in the plant-based craze right now.
Even the stars were mad when they did a plant-based meal at the Grammys. Nobody ate it and everybody gets drunk.
I just can't feel like I'm doing the right thing anymore.
Well, the thing is, you just can't. Yeah, sometimes you have to know what's best for you. You've lived a great life so far doing what you do.
What?
So just eat your way.
What? No, I'm saying like
I'm not dying.
That's what I'm saying. But you are overdramatic.
But they say if you continue on this path, you're setting yourself. I don't want to be in my mid-40s with a heart attack, and that's what you're going to get if you continue to eat that much meat.
Well, Rudy eats chicken all the time, and if that's what you look like having a heart attack, then I want to go out that way.
Yeah.
Let's just say that.
I think I eat meat like 2 times a day.
Yeah, a good rule of thumb is if nature made it, eat it.
Right? And nature made cows.
Totally.
And chickens. And,
chickens and all that stuff. Turkeys. If nature made it, eat it.
Oh, God. I just, I struggle with trying to do the right thing, you know? And I'm like, try to be better there. And then all meat? All meat? Really? What am I supposed to do 5 other days?
Oh, my gosh. And salads? You have to have meat in salads. Salads are gross without meat. Come
Poor
on.
Ryan is such a fad guy, though. God. Because... It's no joke. If somebody's like, did you know chicken is totally the worst thing you could eat? Ryan will come in and go, everybody get rid of your chickens. We have to get rid of your chickens right now. And then the next day it's okay. And he's like, you guys want to get chicken wings? Let's go do it. I think it's great.
You know, the thing that'll kill you more is portions.
Yeah, you're right.
The size of what you're eating. Look at our plates compared to Europe. They're massive. You could seriously, if you limited yourself to like a half a Twinkie every day and like 1 piece of toast and maybe just like a 8-ounce piece of chicken at night, like you'd lose weight. You'd probably feel good. Your body reset itself. You know,
we're a hungry nation, Rudy.
Yeah,
I'm hungry.
Need
all
our
the time.
Food.
Hungry, hungry hippos here in America.
All right, when you guys go on vacation, do you consider yourself a real traveler? Or are you just an annoying, stupid American tourist?
Those people.
What would you say you are? Real traveler or tourist?
I'd probably say 50-50. I'm probably a little in both camps.
Okay.
Depends where I'm. Yeah, I don't know. I might be a tourist. Is there a way
to
tell?
Oh, Des, you're tourist central.
Is there a way to tell?
Rudy?
No, I definitely go where the locals hang out. I don't go to tourist traps. I went to Vegas one time with my sister, and she walked around with like one of those giant yard drinks. Oh, and then like she had the headband on with the stars that lit up on it, and they were on springs, and I'm like, you're screaming that we are from the Midwest. Could you please take that off?
That's tame funny. It down.
Yeah.
Okay, here are some questions to determine whether or not you're a traveler or just an annoying tourist, okay? Okay, so these are real traveler things. If you're a real traveler, you do this. Keep track, okay? See how many you do. You try the local cuisine. You don't just go to freaking McDonald's. It amazes me that you can go to like Aruba, and right in Aruba, you know, the Dutch West Indies, there's a freaking McDonald's.
Yeah, yeah, that's not fun.
Okay, keep track of that. So you're trying local cuisine. Wherever you go, you eat like the locals do. You avoid a lot of the tourist traps and prefer the hidden gems. I have a book about that, like in Hawaii. It's Secrets Revealed about certain Hawaiian islands. Ooh. You can find the little hidden gems. I love those books. You use mass transportation. Like if you're in London, you'd use the tube.
Yeah.
Okay. You go to museums. Yes. You pick restaurants that are more popular with locals than tourists. Yep. Okay. You try to see a variety of stuff and visit more than one destination. So rather than just going to, like, let's say you go to Paris, for example, right? You would go to maybe outside the city and do other areas or visit London and have a layover in another city, right?
Okay.
You try to see a variety of stuff and visit. Okay, we did that one. If you're overseas, you dabble in other languages and try to learn a few phrases.
See.
You look for local festivals or celebrations to go to.
Nope.
You pay attention to their rules of etiquette. And you talk to locals and ask for their advice. Okay, how many do you have, Rudy?
I got them all except for the language one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got five.
Oh, so you are really split.
Yeah, I feel like I'm 50-50.
You're a tourist then.
Yeah, it's okay. I'll take it.
He does.
I got seven.
You got seven.
I think it really depends where I go. If I go someplace new, I mean, when it comes to food, let's be real. I always want to go where the locals go. It always has to be the local, the whatever the specialty is there. Don't mess around. But if I'm going to a place I've already been, I'm probably not always going to do that. Uh-huh. But yeah, new place I have to really explore.
Okay.
So, I mean, a little bit of a tourist and a little bit of a traveler, maybe.
Okay.
The one I don't like is the mass transit one, though.
Why?
I don't know. I like to see the city. Yeah. So that's why I'd much rather rent a vehicle wherever I go so you can kind of come and go on your own. We're like mass, especially I got to get on the BART in San Francisco in like 2 months, and it is so gross.
But can you imagine going to New York and not taking the subway?
No, it's a part of the experience.
That's New York. If you haven't taken the subway, well, that's a shame.
Yeah.
Same thing in Paris. If you haven't taken the metro, you would be missing out on life in Paris.
Sure. Yeah. I get that. But if you go, like, we went to Denver. My mom's like, let's just take buses. I was like, no, let's just rent a vehicle. Denver's not that big. It's as big as Minneapolis. Let's drive around and check it out. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I had nine. So, yeah, I'm with you. I don't really look for local festivals or celebrations to go to.
That was one. No, and I got to be honest. I wish I was more into it, but I'm not like, oh, I got to go to the museum.
You know what? I would have guessed that.
But in Paris or, you know, like when I went to London, I did all the castles and I love that history, but I don't just go to a city and say, well, hey, guys. Point me to your closest museum.
I love how nerdy you make it sound.
No, it's not my cup of tea.
Why don't you go ahead and show me your closest museum, huh?
Let's see all your great artifacts.
Let's see your history. I'm all about seeing the local dining and getting all my free mimosas.
I don't need to get them free, but yeah, I will drink my mimosas all through your town.
Yeah.
And wine and whatever.
See, I will actually pull over to go to those little historic things and read the plaque, you know, of what happened here on this site and this thing. And.
But see, for me, that's not a museum. I guess I was only like when I go to Alaska, we go on hikes and there's always the things that says like this happened here. These animals are here. I'm really interested in that.
Key West. I'm in Key West. Who's the most famous person to come out of Key West?
Hemingway.
Yes. You can go and tour his house. I consider that going to the museum.
Yeah. Okay. You're right. And that's really interesting.
Yeah. It's fascinating to see his house where he wrote everything. I mean, it's awesome.
Would you go there, Des?
To Hemingway? Yeah, I probably would to the Hemingway house.
You probably would, but you haven't.
Though. Well, she's like, Margaritaville's down the street. There's a good deal going on. It's happy hour.
Still the same kind of thing. Jimmy Buffett. You know what I mean?
The most famous thing to come out of Key West.
You're not really thinking about getting another dog.
I have been bouncing it back and forth.
No,
and
here's the thing. Buddy.
I always go, no, I don't need one. I swear to God, people are sending me messages. Mm-hmm. People, listeners who got my number from the podcast are sending me texts of dogs that need help. And family members are sending Facebook messages of dogs that need adopting. And they're like, oh, this dog just got abandoned. You got to help him out.
Well, here's a text we got from a first-time texter. First of all, I've never contacted a radio station, so this is a big deal. But I love the conversation this morning about Valentine's Day and how Crisco will be celebrating with his dog, Babe. It was amazing to hear how much money people spend on their dogs on this day. There are so many dogs looking to be adopted, and it's so heartwarming to know everyone on the show are spoiling their pets. Thank you for an uplifting and fun conversation.
I thought that was so great to hear from her for the first time.
That is nice. Now, I don't know what they're talking about because Rudy didn't say he's going to spoil Paul.
Not at all.
Is he getting anything for Valentine's Day?
No, of course not.
That's
not
what
a,
I
can't a treat.
Yeah, me too.
No.
Are you having a pup cake?
No, we got something for Christmas. Once a year, that's all he gets.
Poor Paul.
Poor Paul. Are you kidding me? That dog has had a life of leisure. Seriously.
Well, only for the past few months. He was not living a life of leisure before.
Yes, he was. He was basically just like getting it on for 5 years down studding ladies in Missouri, and then he came up here and he sleeps on my couch all day.
It's like his old man, am I right?
Yeah, in Missouri.
Yeah. That dude's had nothing but a great life. He's fine. He gets treats and hugs and kisses. He cleans up at the breweries. That's where everybody
just
loves
like his daddy.
Yeah, it's like Valentine's Day. Telling you. He's fine.
Love that you found a dog that's your exact duplicate.
Yeah. Totally.
Cleaned up for a while and now just going through every brewery.
Paul's in his backwards hat just rolling with Rudy. Uh-huh. Hey, dude, there's some chicks here. Let's pick them up.
And so you're now really thinking about this, huh?
I don't know what the right thing is. I can afford.
You don't?
I can afford. Okay.
You don't know what the right thing is.
Yes, I just feel bad. There are so many stories of dogs out there.
You've done your part
with one.
That's more than Des. Yes.
Well, that's true because she doesn't care about animals.
I'm doing my part raising children. When they get older, they will get a dog, but it's just not now.
Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe you shouldn't get a dog.
Actually, I think dogs are probably better off not there.
You're actually like, no, honestly, take care of those kids.
Yeah.
We're not ready for
Buddy.
It.
No.
But you had two dogs.
No. It's
little
too
tines.
Much for you.
It's not, how is it too much for me?
Rudy, can you talk to him, please?
Yeah, I got two dogs at the house right now, man. And I'm telling you, it's been like an eternity.
Who's your second dog?
Well, my sister's dog, Dodger, has been there for a week. And it has felt like an eternity, man. It really has. Like, he's just a sweet dog, but it's a lot. It's a man.
I mean, I get it. And that's why I always come down on the side of, I shouldn't do it right now.
Yes.
But I've always had two dogs. I mean, Crowley, my roommate, lived there. Ray lived there. There was two dogs at all times. When I grew up, we had two dogs at all times.
Yeah, but there were other people to take on the responsibility.
Yeah, but it's not like I'm terrible to Babe. I can handle two dogs if I can handle
one. Now you got double grooming bills, double vet bills, double food bills. You got more crap you're not going to clean up in the backyard. So Dr. Poolittle's got to come over and clean all that up.
He's asked you to not talk about him. Dr. Poolittle said, keep his name out your mouth.
Keep his name out your mouth. I just think it would be a mistake.
Okay.
It is a mistake.
This is why I bring it to you.
Yeah.
It happens once in a while.
To us.
I know, but you sometimes need talking down.
Maybe you're trying to fill a hole in your life.
Oh, buddy.
I know, because dogs are great.
I know, but maybe we're.
Dating's not.
What?
You want to come over to my house on Valentine's Day?
No,
me, you and Taylor
you
can have a nice date.
You have kids. I don't want to. Let me be the third wheel on your.
The kids would be there too.
Oh, that's a lot. And then Dusty doesn't talk to anybody outside of the two of you.
No, she would talk to you.
Plus, it's a Friday, so I'm sure there's a Valentine's edition of wrestling going on
Friday night. SmackDown.
See?
Thank you for knowing.
Yep.
Oh my God. Friday Night SmackDown. I couldn't date somebody just off of my wrestling schedule. We got Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and one Sunday a month. I can't do it.
So
I can't commit to anybody.
I mean, it's dudes and leotards or a woman.
Leotards.
You pick the guys. Well, isn't that what they wear?
Well, they usually just wear thongs.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, they do.
No.
Do you know a woman would let you kiss her?
Where?
You've been listening to Chris, Godez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
There's a moment you realize you're ready for what's next in your career. Maybe it's when you're trying a new scone recipe and think, I could open a cafe. Or maybe you're helping a coworker and say, I could teach a course on this. Whatever your moment is, it's never too early to plan for a career that lives longer. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. For skills training, resume tips, and job listings, visit aarp.org/work.